I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The European single currency, the euro, eased off today from yesterday's new record high of $1.28 to the euro. The dollar has been in a precipitous slide since about the middle of last year, and analysts say it could drop even further. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Madeline.
Tess, first of all, we cited the dollar slide against the euro, but that's not the only currency in play here, is it?
No, actually, it's not. The euro's strength is probably the most striking, but the dollar is also at three-year lows against the Japanese yen, and it's even down against currencies you wouldn't think of as particularly strong, the Russian ruble and even the Brazilian real.
Why the big slide in the last several weeks, especially when we keep hearing all these positive reports about the U.S. economy?
Well, currency traders are really looking at more long-term issues, like the huge budget and trade deficits. Those are really weighing on their minds. And some currency observers, including Steve Henke, he's a professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins, say at this point the dollar is falling kind of because the dollar is falling. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I think it's a momentum thing. You kind of, in these currency markets, hit a tipping point where the evidence just keeps piling up and the negative stories keep piling up, and the foreign perception of the U.S. is quite negative.
And you mentioned the foreign perception, and foreign investors in U.S. bonds have basically been financing our deficit. But as the dollar falls, those bonds and stocks don't look quite so attractive. And if those foreign investors start fleeing U.S. treasuries, that's a reason for the Fed to go and possibly raise interest rates here. And there are all sorts of implications for the economy if that happens.
Well, some possible good news, the manufacturing sector, it's good for them because it makes American products cheaper abroad, right?
That has been true. Our exports to other countries have been helped out by the weak dollar. But conversely, anyone who makes something out of imported products here has suffered. But manufacturers also do now have to look down the road to that possibility of rising interest rates.
And finally, for anyone traveling abroad, this is the last thing they want to see happening, right?
That's for sure. If you're going to Europe anytime soon, like a 100 euro hotel room is actually going to cost you more than $125. And right now, really nobody's predicting the dollar is going to bounce back anytime soon. One analyst I talked to last week said we could hit $1.50 to the euro before this slide is over.
And what else are you working on today at Marketplace?
Well, we're taking a look at three school districts that are opting out of the No Child Left Behind money because of all the red tape that comes with it.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Madeline.